On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Big story coming out of Maryland this weekend. Story from ESPN.com about treatment of players, kind of a culture within the program at the University of Maryland of maybe bullying players, mistreatment of players, at least categorized in that article. Thought it'd be a good idea to get somebody on who is close to the program, who's covered the program, to get their thoughts on it. So joining me right now, he covers the Maryland program for the Terrapin Times. You can get him on Twitter at MD Terrapin Times. Keith Kavanaugh joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Keith, how are you tonight?
Good evening, Sean. And yeah, I've been covering the Terps since 1986. And unfortunately, the year Len Bias died. And unfortunately, yeah, there's far too many parallels right now to what's going on with football.
Well, let's start
overstate things.
Yeah. Well, let's start. Well, I mean, certainly the one commonality is that we had a player pass away in the Maryland program, yeah, a few months ago, and that's sort of the backdrop of this whole thing. And I guess I just want to start, Keith, with sort of an overarching overall question. Was the ESPN article in your mind an accurate portrayal of what goes on in the program at Maryland right now?
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, the flashpoint was Jordan McNair tragically passing away this summer. That amplified and magnified any little oddities or peculiarities in the program. You know, Rick Court has always been kind of a polarizing figure, their strength and conditioning coach. Obviously, he's on administrative leave right now, as is DJ Durkin. In this day and age, it's 2018, you cannot throw things at players, you cannot demean them, you cannot haze them, you can't throw weights at them, candy, disparage them, particularly in a major urban metropolitan area like this. Several disgruntled players and coaches, you know, obviously commented in that story, among them Malik Young, Richard Merritt, guys who were demeaned and left and went to other schools. And the sad thing is, you know, DJ has been suspended as well. I think the die is cast. I don't see him coming back. And if you look at the weekend or the last 4 or 5 days, only a handful of current players have tweeted or gone on social media in support of him. Yeah. So it all speaks volumes. And you still have players after every team meeting in the Gossett Football Team House contacting the media to tell them what's going on. So you have massive leaks. You have a locker room fracturing, splitting along these lines. Now, the good news is, well, it's all relative, but Matt Canada, the interim coach, he had his first practice today. It went well. The players had a sense of relief. There were some bogus rumors. Some players left camp today. It's not true. These players are still all in for this season. They're all in for Jordan McNair's memory. But the sad big picture, overarching last decade in Maryland has been really a case of mismanagement, bad hires. You can trace all the football hires and right on down. This was DJ Durkin's first rodeo. Unfortunately, made some problematic hires in strength and conditioning, and some of the medical staff fell under that spell. And now we're looking at major lawsuits, a lot of people losing their jobs, and every day. It's a national media feeding frenzy down here of new revelations.
Yeah, well, and I want to talk about the strength and conditioning coach. It's Rick Court. Is Rick his first name? Did I have that right?
Yeah, Rick Keith? Court was at Mississippi State, and he and DJ overlapped back in their Bowling Green days.
Right.
He's a wild man. He's a cowboy. He's a bellicose type guy. That goes with some kids, but not all. And again, in a major urban metropolitan area, this is kind of radioactive to have player mistreatment. Already they've had decommitments from this current class. They were already trailing behind in recruiting. Parker Moore, offensive lineman for North Carolina, decommitted yesterday. It is indeed a toxic atmosphere right now because you don't want to lose the community. And now you've got, obviously, Billy Murphy, the big lawyer in Baltimore, represented Freddie Gray, threatening federal lawsuits against the school, the institution, coaches, and everything in the wrongful death of Jordan McNair.
So, and I'm talking to Keith Kavanaugh, the Terrapin Times, talking this Maryland football situation. And so, Keith, is it fair to characterize it that the culture that DJ Durkin and, I guess, in tandem, Rick Court had kind of put in place had always been there, but the Jordan McNair, the death of Jordan McNair was sort of the tipping point that kind of emboldened people to speak up about it? Is that a fair way to characterize what's going on?
Yeah, majority of the players had had enough, and there was a lot of leakage. You know, over a month ago, a handful of players went up to Billy Murphy's law offices in Baltimore, unbeknownst to the Maryland coaching staff, and were interviewed. This college athlete's traveling from D.C. to Baltimore to be interviewed on a Sunday afternoon in the lawyer's offices, and the football coaches don't even know that. So there is fracturing and undermining and anarchy in the ranks. I think most of the players are relieved that this day has come now, and I just see no way for DJ Durkin coming back. It was his first job, and he's learned on the way, but unfortunately, some of his staff decisions have just been his undoing.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you. You mentioned, and you've covered the program for a long, long time, you mentioned the history of poor decisions that have been made in hiring coaches in that program, you know, probably since Ralph Regan had success there back in the early 2000s. And I want to ask you about that. Like, you know, Randy Etzel has a certain coaching style. What was the expectation? A lot of times coaches hire a new coach, and the expectation is this is going to be a guy who's the opposite of the guy that was just the previous head coach here. What was the expectation when DJ Durkin got there a couple of years ago?
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, up to this point, Maryland had no AD for 9 months. Kevin Anderson was on a very dubious sabbatical. He stepped down the interim, Damon Evans, who hired DJ and was the football supervisor the last three years, was elevated. But we can go back to when Kevin Anderson was hired from Army. And instead of elevating the head coach in waiting, James Franklin, who was begging for the job, mm-hmm. instead of retaining Ralph Regan, who is coming off a 9-win ACC Coach of the Year and Bowl victory season, he eschewed both of those individuals. Franklin obviously was a rising star and ended up going to Vanderbilt the next day and hired Randy Etzel, which was the wrong guy, wrong time, wrong place hire for Maryland. You know, Randy played well in the military academies or mid-America or somewhere, but not in a major urban area like this. That was a total flop. Along those lines, after his exit here, unfortunately, Kevin Anderson went through 12 different candidates before they got to DJ Durkin as the high.
Yeah.
12. Yeah, we can start at where they aimed the highest, Billy O'Brien, a former Maryland assistant who went on, you know, was at Penn State and then Houston now in the NFL, right on down the line. So it was DJ's first job, and most people were excited because he brought a great coaching pedigree. Obviously now, you know, he's from the Urban Meyer coaching tree. That's a bit problematic right now as well. And he was a great defensive mind. Unfortunately, defense last couple of years, very much underwhelmed. Fan support has waned. They had enough going against them before any of this happened. His first two recruit classes were very good, number 12 and number 32 nationally, after Randy Edsel barely ever cracked the top 60. This year's class before this incident was ranked 57th and last in the Big Ten. And now they're going to get a lot of decommitments because of this radioactive atmosphere right now. So this hire didn't go well. And, you know, there's politicians down here running for governor right now calling for the ouster of everybody from the coach to the AD to the president at Maryland and total regime change. So it's becoming a very polarizing and an election year here for the gubernatorial situation. It's becoming very, very polarizing. And this morning, Billy Murphy, the Baltimore lawyer, held a press conference at his office. And they're just waiting for the Maryland internal review, which is taking 3 months, which is excessively long. You just can't have a three-month thing, investigation with all these things, flashpoints going on around them. And then finally, yesterday, the Maryland president, Wallace Lowe, put out a statement. But his statement was pretty much abject disgust for what is going on and pretty much did not fight the charge, did not say we vehemently deny all these charges. It's more like we're going to get to the bottom of all this.
Yeah. Keith, last thing for me before I let you go, you alluded to, you know, kind of the interest in the program and maybe the, you know, how the fan base feels about just the program, independent of the culture in the program, just the performance of the program itself. I'm curious how the move to the Big Ten has played with the fan base. As somebody who just watches from afar, I still have trouble on Saturdays seeing Maryland in box scores with Big Ten teams and trying to process the whole thing. They feel like as ACC gets, is Maryland. How has that played with the fan? I know it's been good financially, but how has it played overall with the fan base?
Yeah, Big Ten East, murderer's row there. You know, last year Maryland had the second most difficult schedule in the country. This year they have the eighth most difficult. And this year they open with Texas again in 2 weeks at Redskins Stadium, September 1. Had it not been for their top two quarterbacks going down in the first 3 weeks last year, they probably would have won six or seven games, gone to a bowl. They were off to a 3-1 start. So they had some tragic injuries, a quarterback, and their best pass rusher, Jesse Anibonham, also broke his foot in that Texas opener. Good news is they have talent this year. They got both quarterbacks healthy. They got the best running back and O-line tandem combination they've had in a decade at Maryland. They got a new OC who's now the interim coach, Matt Canada, who's going to diversify the offense a lot more, and they have a better front seven defensively thanks to a couple of very timely transfers. So there was a good amount of anticipation for this season, given all the skilled position players, experienced offensive line with at least three or four future pros. But now, as a backdrop to all that, the chaos and anarchy right now, daily revelations, daily leaks, and so forth and so on. No one can trust anyone. Everyone's kind of getting thrown under the bus on the eve of a very important season that most people felt for DJ Durkin. Kind of like basketball here for Mark Turgeon, these are watershed-type seasons coming up for both coaches as they try to pivot and have more success here amidst, you know, a lot of fan angst right now, even before this football situation arose in the last 2 months.
Yeah, one of the, I mean, just, and I said last thing before I let you go, the previous question, but just an observation, Matt, of all the players in this whole thing, Matt Canada is an interesting one because he just got thrown under the bus by Ed Orgeron at SEC Media Days. But, you know, Ed Orgeron was making him out to be the clod behind this LSU offense when it was Ed Orgeron who was probably meddling way too much. And now here's Matt Canada, who may have a chance, if you know, if he can salvage this thing, to snag the Maryland job possibly.
The reason he was elevated, Sean, is that he had the least taint in this whole thing. He's only been here 8 months. He's the newest guy on staff. The problem is most of the kids barely know him.
Yeah,
he just got here. He's been a very peripatetic coach, you know, at five stomps in 7 years. He's kind of a mercurial character. Depends on how he can get along with everyone. That's going to be a very, very interesting dichotomy, how this goes. But It was a head scratcher yesterday to most. However, he has the least taint on him. He's the less vested here. He's only been here since the winter when Walt Bell left to become the new OC at FSU.
Okay, good. I'm glad I brought that up to allow you to shed some more light on the thought process behind that for sure. Keith Kavanaugh, Terrapin Times. You can get him on Twitter at MD Terrapin Times. Hey, Keith, keep up the great work. Really appreciate you making time on a Sunday evening. Thank you.
All right, Sean. Great visiting with you. Take care.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.